Original articles, the curriculum, the teacher and the attitudinal dimension, a construction of values. Author, Tasha Columba Bersigan. Author, Hildegard Susanna Jung. Author, Louise de Quatres de Silva. Abstract, the objective of the study was to address the professional practice of psychologists in socio-educational situations with deprivation of liberty in the state of São Paulo. Based on the qualitative research methodology, through a structured questionnaire with open questions, we sought to understand the social representations and professional practices developed in the context of the institution responsible for implementing socio-educational measures of restriction and deprivation of liberty. We interviewed 6 participants who presented conceptions about the hospitalization measure, based on the ideological character of deprivation of freedom as a mechanism for the subject to adapt to the status quo, producing a practice that focuses on the subject without there being a clear question about the conditions of production of social inequality and violence. The participants revealed a practice full of tasks and bureaucratic tasks that cause a deepening of professional performance, precariousness of performance, lack of training, and reflection moments that seems to restrict the criticism necessary in daily life and understanding of the socio-political factors inherent in this context as well as to the asymmetric relations of power in the institution. It was understood that the professionals work in a multi-professional way, and it is necessary to review the institutional agents about the psychological work done in the institution and the promotion of qualification as a way of qualifying the care provided to adolescents and family members with a view to achieving what they advocate the legal guidelines of the public policy of socioeducation. Keywords: socioeducation, professional performance psychology, socioeducational measure with deprivation of liberty.